This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Wailing saxophone of Isaiah is not featured in this little bit of music we got going on right now. It's maybe not the one that I tapped into previously, I wonder. So maybe we can find a sample of that where you get to hear more of that, just in case. But not sure, really. We're going to have some guitar music, too. I promised it to you, and I meant it. Bit more Isaiah Collier from Parallel Universe. Came out just last October. This might be more of what you're going to hear at the Chosen Few concert. Speaking of concerts and local happenings, I should mention the Agassiz Chamber Music Festival is not over yet. Phenomenal, phenomenal concerts. I was at one earlier in the week called the Agassiz Showcase. Guy Few was there. Beverly Johnston was there. We've heard Beverly Johnston, percussionist on the Temple Tent Revival and other programs that I've brought your way here. Let's see, Guy Few and Beverly. Oh, Mr. Quarrington, Joel Quarrington, the Order of Canada winner, one of the greatest double bass players anywhere. They really put on some great shows. You can find out what's going on around town in lots of different ways, but I'll tell you one thing. If you have access to Facebook, go to the Kits Temple page. It's a public page, and I put a lot of listings there of what's going on around town. I see the Jazz Festival, or rather Jazz Winnipeg, has a very useful calendar right now mentioning Silver Heights Jazz this afternoon, every Saturday afternoon down at the Silver Heights Restaurant and Lounge. All the stuff about the Jazz Festival, I'll tell you more about that. You know what else? I think let's go to the clarinetists. I mean, James Campbell, whose name I neglected to mention a moment ago, was one of those stellar people at the showcase. And James Campbell this CD was recorded, it says, in 2008, when he was 85. What? Oh, no, Phil Nimmon said that at 85. Right. Sorry. James Campbell and Phil Nimmon were on this album together. James Campbell was also at the concert last night. But Phil Nimmon, as we know, passed away just before his 100th birthday. Something along those lines. That was, we'll go to that. We'll say goodbye to the jazz momentarily. We'll come back with some more jazz and some local people. And let's go with Phil Nimmon and James Campbell on the clarinets. From the CD Friendly Encounter, we also have David Braid at the piano, Graham Campbell guitar, Trevor Davis drums, Joe Massarello on accordion, Sean Nimmons piano, Suzanne Schulman flute, Paul Stewart piano, and Dave Young bass. Now, I'm not sure who all plays on which cuts here necessarily. We'll play the first, which is called Think Nice Thoughts. And wouldn't it be a better world if everyone tried harder for thinking the positive thoughts? Although, have you heard about toxic positivity? Anyway, we're not going there right now. There were many topics I'd hope to discuss with you today, including some poetry. And as I say, a lot of this stuff is in the bag that didn't come with. Why is that? We never know for sure. Squirrely. That's what it is. Squirrely mind. These are all those people we just mentioned, and they're going to have a friendly encounter. They're going to think nice thoughts. James Campbell and Phil Nimmon, both on clarinet.
Don't know why.
Guess not. We're back to Joni.
Thank you.
Well, I thought I had this guitar. Oops. I thought I had this guitarist lined up for you. Yes, I do. The CD is in there. Oh, the track list. And you know what else I can tell you? I can tell you who was on that. The CD here is very helpful. That was Phil Nimmons and Jim Campbell with Graham Campbell on the guitar and Sean Nimmons at the piano. Yeah, how about that? I think they might be offspring. Well, I shouldn't go out on a limb. And grandsons. Dave Young playing bass. So I popped that CD in there, and I just wanted to make sure we're going to hit the right track, but somehow we managed to lose the box between popping it in. So we better try something else. No, there we go. Found the box, and that's right. We pop it in again because we know what we want. I think this time it's Kenny Burrell. We mentioned some guitar players, so we'll probably hear some Pasquale Grasso and some Jocelyn Gould and Kenny Burrell, because this is Lament. And we mentioned the passing of Phil Nimmons, but there's been so many. I'll just dedicate this song to everyone who may be bereaved. And you know what happens far too frequently, doesn't it? Here we go with Lament, featuring Burrell, and who's he got with him? Ben Riley drums, and Larry Ridley on the bass. On 95.9 in Temple Tent Revival. Thank you. Well, one of the nicest things about summertime, when it gets here, if it does, is being outdoors, isn't it? Except when there's problems like smoke, which there has been so much of lately. The song isn't really about that. Oops. What was that? What was that I hear? I was saying this song isn't really about that smoke. This is Pasquale Grasso solo ballads. He is coming to the Jazz Festival with his trio. They have a great calendar, as I said, which shows that they're coming. Pasquale Grasso will be playing the Knox United Church venue with Free Time as an opener at 7:30 p.m. on the 17th of June. We heard not very many moments ago, before Kenny Burrell, we were listening to Isaiah Collier and the Chosen Few, which act is playing at Knox United on the 15th, the Saturday night. So you've got Pasquale on the Monday and Isaiah on the Saturday. You've got, well, there's so much. This is a big and brilliant calendar, so I suggest you check out the listings at Jazz Winnipeg if you can get there. And I'll talk more about this later. Oh, I also mentioned we had some book giveaways, so I better say something about that right now. The number at the station is 204-774-6877. Give me a shout when the music is playing, not my voice. And I have a choice of books in honor of a number of occasions, Indigenous History Month and the end of the school year, all the graduations that are going on at this time. We've also got something for Pride or another history book. There's quite a few things, and if you want to chat with me at all about what's on offer, you just give me a shout after the music gets going again. The number is 204-774. That was 774-6877. I am Kits, K-I-T-S. You don't have to spell it if you phone the number. And, of course, you can send emails, too. That's another way to reach us if you have requests. I did get a request on the Facebook page or by a messenger or by an email. Anyway, the email is kitskits, that is, at ckuw.ca. And smoke gets in your eyes. Where did they go? We put them away. We lost them. I think I found them again, though. Here comes Pasquale Grasso on the guitar. I'll just mention, he loves the standards. He's got an album of Monk and an album of, well, I'll let him play. Fabulous book prizes. 204-774-6877. Give Kits a call. Talk about what's on offer. Isn't that lovely? I was just filing around in here for the things I'm looking for, which didn't come to the... They did not come right away to the fore. But we've got Jocelyn Gould. She's a Winnipeg talent who's made her way internationally on the scene and beyond. And let's have her take something away right now, except that it's going to take a second to get here, at which point I could let you know that it is what temperature. The temperature in Winnipeg is still 21, and it's 12:30. That's what we need to tell you. It's 1 minute to 12:30, 1 minute or less, in the central time zone here where it's daylight savings time. So the sun gets up early around 5:30 in the morning and stays up late till 9:30 at night. We're getting very close to the solstice, are we not? Oh, it's something else we could play, but not today. And we haven't played anything about the Indigenous history either. And I've got a Duncan Mercredi edition. He's on the cover, and he's got a number of pieces he wrote in there, poetry and prose, and the piece that I was going to read aloud today. But I came with the one bag instead of another somehow. So all the materials I prepared for you, they just stayed home for some reason. I hope they're there when I get back. I hope they didn't. I have a bad habit sometimes of putting things down beside the car. And the car's gone, and there's the back lane. Let's see what happens. I won't be home for a while. Meanwhile, I'm just going to concentrate on what I'm doing here. This is Jocelyn Gould. She says, "I Concentrate on You" by Cole Porter. Happy Pride Month, everybody, too. Thank you. Wonderful. Jocelyn Gould, put my headphones on if you give me a second. Thanks. I Concentrate on You by Cole Porter. I'll look at Spinatron right now, and I'll see if I can remember what we've been doing in here. Thanks for joining us. It's 23 minutes before 1 o'clock. That's when Kelly Hughes and the Ivory Tower begins. We're a campus and community station, so we've got a smorgasbord of program offerings. My name is Kitz, and I'm here every second Saturday, every other week from 11 to 1 with this variety show. Today we're having lots of jazz, just in honor of the jazz festival that's coming up. And it's a little hit and miss because I'm only half equipped with the things that I expected to be equipped with. I did find Bob Blue doing Their Way. Good old Bright Morning Star, and we'll revive that fun little number in honor of all the grads and graduations and convocations. I wanted to let you know what we've heard. Have I got Lament in here? Yes, I do. So, some guitarists. I Concentrate on You, performed by Jocelyn Gould. Oh, and she had some wonderful, stellar Winnipeg people with her. We heard Will Bonas on the piano, Julian Bradford on bass, and Kevin Waters playing the drums. He had a show not that long ago, one of the last shows in the series of Sunday night jazz shows at the Fort Garry Hotel. But the Fort Garry Hotel will have a club series with the Jazz Festival, and there's going to be some great shows there. Ego Spank doing the music of Jeff Beck, and I think that's where Anna Lou is playing. There's Well, check the schedule listings because it's so vast and I can't possibly be expected to remember everything that I read a minute ago. If it happened 50 years ago, I remember it pretty well, usually. Let's carry on with reminding you of where we've been. So Pasquale Grasso, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from his album Solo Ballads. And like I said, he's playing at the Knox United Church series. And on the 17th, Kenny Burrell with Lament from an anthology I have here, something called Jazz for the Quiet Times. But I'm sure you can track it down on a Kenny Burrell album too. James Campbell and Phil Nimmons together with their young people playing Think Nice Thoughts. And Dave Young on bass there, too. Wonderful. I remember seeing Dave driving him around. That was the Jazz Festival long ago. They used to have a late nights every night at the Fairmont Hotel, because that's where we put the guys up. Well, actually, a lot of people were staying at the Viscount Gort. And, there were good things there, too, long enough ago. But we heard Think Nice Thoughts, Phil Nimmons, James Campbell, from Friendly Encounter. And as I mentioned, I saw James Campbell just the other night with the Agassiz Chamber Music Festival that hasn't ended yet. In fact, tonight, that's what I wanted to remind you about, Francis Pegamo. There's a program tonight which is part of the Agassiz Festival. Maybe that's the one. Facebook kept saying, we didn't let you post that. Now, would that be the one they didn't let me post? The one about Thundering Sound. Okay, look up Agassiz, because I can't do everything at the same time, apparently. And that's on tonight over in Elmwood at Jubilee Place, which is just at the foot of the Disraeli Bridge. Here we go. June 8th, festival finale. Sounding Thunder, the Song of Francis Pegamagabo, a musical journey into the life of the renowned Ojibwe World War I sniper, decorated officer of the Canadian military, and Indigenous political activist, Francis Pegamagabo. So I'm going. Maybe I'll see you there. That's tonight, reminding me of a couple of other things I was going to play for you today. So let's carry on with this one's for the graduates and everybody who's been convocated. Convoked? Anyway, how did they manage to get there? Here's the secret.
I came, I bought the books, lived in the dorms, followed directions. I worked, I studied hard, made lots of friends that had connections. I crammed, they gave me grades, and may I say, not in a fair way, but more, much more than this, I did it there. Courses that I took were all required. I didn't choose them. You'll find that to survive, it's best to play the doctrinaire way. And so I knuckled down and did it their way. Yes, there were times I wondered why I had to cringe when I could fly. I had my doubts, but after all, I clipped my wings and learned to crawl. I learned to bend, and in the end, I did it there. Fine young friends, now that I am a full professor, where once I was oppressed, now I become the cruel oppressor. With me, you'll learn to cope. You'll learn to climb life's golden stairway. Like me, you'll see the light and do it their way. For what is a man? What can I do? Open your books, read chapter 2, and if it seems a bit routine, don't talk to me, go see the dean. They get their way, I get my pay. We do it then.
Yeah, I know you'll forgive me for repeating myself. I do bring that one around from time to time. I've been doing this gig for 8 or 9 years now, so it's indeed Bob Blue, Bright Morning Star, their way. He switched sides, did he? That's what happens. You stay in school too long, you end up one of them. So we'll just say hi to all our friends out there that are trying to get a PhD or something along those lines, because it can take a while, and it's a hard slog. Well, we mentioned he changed sides, but, you know, we also mentioned earlier today the 90th anniversary of the Battle of Old Market Square, when in 1934 the fascists were taken on by the Antifa of the day. The left was not going to stand for it, as the right was getting bigger and more bullying. So brings us back to the question, which side are you on? You know, I mentioned the Agassiz chamber music. I heard an amazing Frederick Chevsky composition for flower pots, performed by Beverly Johnson, who's always amazing. And the other pieces I know by that composer, Chevsky, which is spelled R-Z-E-W-S-K-I, something along those lines. I heard Which Side Are You On? And I heard The People United Will Never Be Divided, done as incredible piano compositions, which I heard at Groundswell concerts and such like in the past. I'm going to bring you Which Side Are You On? As performed by the Winnipeg Labor Choir on the Red Album. We didn't do much about May Works because I only had two shows in May, and one of them I wasn't here for, so we had jazz reruns. Encore presentations is what I mean to say. And after this Winnipeg act, the Winnipeg Labor Choir, how about another Winnipegger, Richard Inman? Again, if you've been a regular listener, you'll be familiar with his piece, The D-Day Dodgers. And by that, they don't mean Richie Sunak getting out of the D-Day commemorative activities early. You'll hear all about it. Richard Inman will tell you. And the show hasn't got a whole lot of time left in at 11 minutes. So there's a great deal of things we didn't come to. And they didn't come to hear either, did they? I mentioned that already. Here's the Winnipeg Labor Choir with Which Side Are You On? Or is it? I think they went to sleep. I have to apologize about that. The CD player doesn't want to. That's the CD. Now we'll just try and put it back to where we had it. Oh, not this again. Wait a minute now. Okay, I think we're on our right track. Literally.
Born the son of drifters.
Nope. Okay, the issue seems to be with tracking down tracks on this. Oh, we've had this problem before. I remember. Okay, this is the Winnipeg Labor Choir, the Red Album. And although I know which track we want, it may be an impossible thing to draw it up by request out of the machine. Afraid not. Okay, I think I had this problem like 6 years ago or something. And let's just go to the D-Day Dodgers. And we'll have to forego Which Side Are You On, I guess. Let's find another way to get there. D-Day Dodgers, Richard Inman. Usually using the CD players makes everything easier, except today.
Born the son of drifters. Wore your father's boots. You got your mother's eyes, so the world he saw right through. reckless as her father when the western plains he walked.
That's a good one too, isn't it? Here we go.
I signed up in 39, up in Calgary. Harold and Little John both joined up with the Marines. They sent me out to Sicily in 1943. After 38 days of hell, we landed out in Italy. The road up past Calabria, well, it keeps its secrets well. And the river washed, and the grass it grew, and the place where young men fell. And out in Ortona, as if still falling from the sky, you can hear the echo of the Falsham Jaeger cry. Cheer not for the living, although our hearts still beat. Won't you bare your heads for the 1400 lying in the streets? I said it once before, you'll never know just what we gave. Me and the D-Day Dodgers, no one standing by our graves. We've seen that beachhead more times than we did not. If you didn't fight in France, they say, well, you never really fought. Well, tell that to old Smokey, well, the 20 German wives he robbed over on the Ronco River, with only two left in his squad. Or tell that to them boys lying in the mountain pass, lying in the ditches, or face down in the grass. In spring of 46, well, we finally made it home. I went back to Hill Spring, connecting telephones. Some of us could never keep those thoughts out of our heads. The homecoming parade, they never cried over our dead. Smokey kept on fighting until he could fight no more. I settled down with a wife on Daddy's farm in 54. God bless me with five children. This land, it will stay free. I pray you welcomes all the D-Day Dodgers and me.
Isn't that a great song? That's Richard Inman from his CD. Oopsie-daisy. Sorry about that. As I was saying, as I pick it up here, from his CD, 30 Days. I don't have 30 days. I have 5 minutes, and I'm looking at a CD that lists all the tracks and none of the lengths of them. Thought maybe we should have a little more Katie Lang. And here we go. We'll find something that lasts just 5 minutes, and then it's time for Ivory Tower. After that, it's time for Eclectic Residence, and they're followed at 4 o'clock by Jesse with his 2-hour program all about prog rock and related themes and variations. We started off with some blues for Billy Strayhorn. We'll go out with Busy Being Blue. Kelly will take it away after that. Don't be blue. Be proud, be loud, be colorful. Be quiet, if you like. And I didn't get to play a lot of the stuff I thought I would. Let's go out with some Katie Lang for this happy June. And whether or not everyone thinks. So here we are. 3.5 minutes of being busy, being blue. And then after that, I want everybody to put their happy face back on and go out and attend some festivals. There's all kinds going on. Me, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week, it's Nicole in the electric chair.
Time to take a different point of view. Time to take a walk. And time to sit and talk. But you know, I'm too busy. Time to pick the time. Time to spend each night with someone new. Time to be alone. Time to stay out all night long. But you know, I'm too busy being blue. Time to sit and talk, but you know.